sealed off from the outside world. And it would be next to impossible for paparazzi and helicopters to get good shots of anyone in the cove. It was perfect for those couples who wanted to get married outside with any unwanted media attention.
How far away do you estimate opening day to be?
RJ asked as they walked past painter's sheets and ladders.
1 month, Liz said, which is right on schedule, thankfully.
Rose smiled again, looking positively thrilled as she took in the sight. I can't wait to meet the new staff.
Our team is an amazing group, Liz said, and they're all very excited to be a part of what we're putting together. Everyone is waiting for us in the main hall.
Liz had personally headhunted her employees and was glad that Rose had allowed her to do so. It was one thing to jump in as the head of a team that someone else had put together. It was quite another to put together your own group of talented individuals, working out how they would fit together and what unique talents each would bring to the business. She was extremely proud that she'd been able to find such a highly skilled group for Married in Malibu. The large hall was an arched, well-lit space with stunning views out over the ocean. Through the doorway, she could see Daniel Brooker, the new Married in Malibu photographer, talking with Jen Fairhurst, the cake designer. The massive form of the security chief, Travis Houston, eclipsed the more rangy build of Nate Watterson, the IT expert. Margaret Ashworth and Kate Bryson, Married in Malibu stylist and garden designer, were having a quiet conversation in the corner. The team, her team, all looked up as Liz, Rose, and RJ walked inside.
Hello, everyone. It's good to finally see you all together. I'd like to introduce you to Rose and RJ Knight, the owners of Married in Malibu. As this is the first time we have all been in a room together, and given that Rose and RJ haven't had a chance to meet you yet, why don't we do some quick introductions? I'll start. I'm Elizabeth Wilkinson, but please call me Liz. I previously put on events for large corporations, and I'm sure we can all agree that celebrity weddings are far more interesting than product launches. They all laughed at that, a start toward breaking the ice. When Liz smiled at Daniel, he immediately took her cue.
I'm Daniel Brooker. I worked as a photojournalist for many years, but I'm excited to be shifting gears into wedding photography. I have two great kids, Kayla and Adam, who mean the world to me.
Daniel was fair-haired, with a trim physique that suggested he ran or swam regularly, and was wearing a short-sleeved shirt along with khaki cargo pants. Daniel had won plenty of awards for his work, and convincing him to come work for Married in Malibu had been one of Liz's major wins in the early weeks. She hadn't met his kids yet, but she hoped he would bring them by the venue sometime soon.
Thank you, Daniel, Liz said. Jen, would you like to go next?
Jen was very pretty, with dark shoulder-length hair. She was smiling, but there was a hint of sadness lurking behind her eyes. She had clearly been baking already that day, judging by several small spots of flour on her dark, skinny jeans and navy blue top.
I'm Jen Fairhurst, and I've been baking for as long as I can remember. I'm really looking forward to having the chance to make great cakes and pastries for our weddings.
I just ate one of her cupcakes,
Daniel cut in,
and it was the best I've ever had.
Jen blushed at the compliment and turned to Travis as if to silently ask him to take over the spotlight.
I'm Travis Houston.
He was easily the largest person in the room. Built like a quarterback, his dark hair cut military short. In spite of the Malibu heat, he was wearing a suit, looking every inch a bodyguard to the rich and famous. But then, that's exactly what he had been before Liz had persuaded him to take a job with Married in Malibu.
I'm the head of security,
Travis explained, his voice deep and steady.
I will be making sure there are no intrusions from the press or the public while we're holding events.
Liz had no concerns whatsoever about his ability to do just that.
Thank you, Travis. Margaret?
The woman who stepped forward was the youngest of their group. Although her hair was carefully coiffed and there was a deeply ingrained elegance to her beauty,